This is the Andrew Walsh Podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen. I really appreciate it. I'm praying you can take away something from this episode that brings value to your life. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast to stay up to date with the latest episodes. And please share with a friend if you feel you're getting something out of these episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram at @A_Walsh. Let's fire it off. All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm excited for today's guest. This is a close friend of mine. For those of you who follow me on social media, know I like to post workout videos, but they don't look as good when I post them from my phone as when this man edits them, who is the best video guy I know, Mike Zuniga Films. What is up, brother?
How's it going? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I appreciate your time. I know this guy is always editing or shooting videos. If you're following Mike Zuniga Films on social media, it's always a blast and he gives great tips. I mean, today's going to be really conversational and a good flow. So I just actually want to start today with a prayer. So thank you, Father God, for this absolutely beautiful day, for the opportunity to talk to Mike Zuniga today, and God, for the people who are listening to this today. I'm praying that there's some value, there's some golden nuggets in what we have to say, and that you just speak through Mike, you speak through me today, Lord, to best serve you and honor your kingdom, God, and that whoever is listening, whatever they may be going through or what's going on in their life, God, that you watch over and protect them and all of the listeners and viewers of this show, God, that you are just wrapping them in your grace and blessing them with favor for the rest of this 2020 year. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go, man. I'm excited. Man,
so I'm glad you start your podcast with a prayer. It's great. I like it. It's refreshing, you know?
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I appreciate you saying that. I've had a couple people say it, and there have been times when I've actually like forgotten to do it. And now it's like, no, I gotta just do it. People will say it's different. I actually got inspired. There's this pastor I love. His name's Joel Osteen. Yeah. And he's a great speaker. I truly admire him in his public speaking. And he always starts his church sermon with like a joke. And it really breaks the ice. I was like, man, I love that he does that. What's something I would want to start if it was my own podcast or my own speech? And I said, I always want to start with a prayer. Just bless it before it starts, you know?
It's great because it kind of like, it sets, I mean, obviously prayer is a great thing, but also when for, you know, when you have it for a podcast, it kind of sets the foundation. It's like, all right, you know, it's kind of calming, you know, you don't have to be too uptight or whatever. I mean, for most people, I mean, when I'm doing my podcast, or if anyone's doing a podcast for the first time, they're most likely kind of nervous or they don't know what they want. They want to be perfect, you know,
yeah.
But there's no perfect or anything. So at least it kind of like eases them in a way, you know. It's a good thing to start with.
Yeah, no, I think once you pray something similar to this, like God, guide my day, control my schedule, control my words, right? I feel like it's the true reasoning behind that scripture, Philippians 4:6, which says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. So by praying to control your schedule or what you're about to say, anything that comes out of your mouth or anything that happens in your day was already ordained because you gave it to God and he's just going to take care of you. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you, right?
Right, right. Exactly. And I remember I mentioned this the last time we did the shoot. And I always try to like remind myself this, that God will never put you in a situation he knows that you can't handle. You know, no matter how hard it is, there's always a reason that you're in that situation. And there's always a way to get through that situation as a better person. So yeah. I always just try to keep that in mind whenever there's like a tough situation going, you know, I'm going through or whatever. So
yeah, I think I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike, because like say you do pray like, God, control my day, but you have some things going wrong or you have a big setback and you're like, wow, how am I going to handle this? I think, like you said, God doesn't give anything to anyone you can't handle. And sometimes if you're like, I don't know if I can handle this, you're not as strong as you think, or you're stronger than you think you are. And that's why God is giving you this opportunity, not to go through something, but to grow through it. Because then you'll dig your roots down deeper. Whenever we get challenged or face oppression or something going on, most people can either get upset or they can rely on their faith. It takes the same amount of energy to do both, right? I'm going to put my energy into the faith so that I can kind of, you know, sit back and relax and just be like, all right, this is a good thing that I have this problem or issue going on, because I'm going to grow. I'm going to pass this test and be able to handle everything that's coming behind it, you know?
Right. Exactly. You know, that's because, you know, throughout the day, there's going to be a lot of things that are coming at you from all these different directions, and you have to find ways how to find solutions and how to get through that, how to problem solve and things like that. I mean, you know, you want to make sure you have as much less baggage or weight on you when you start off your day. And that's why, you know, like in the mornings, I always pray, like first thing out of bed, I always pray. And then I go ahead and write down in my journal, you know, three things I'm grateful for, looking forward. And then that way kind of like sets it right then and there. Like long time ago when I was younger, before I started developing myself, I would just hop out of bed. And if I was in a bad mood, I was in a bad mood throughout the rest of the day. And it sucked, right? So that's why I always made it a point just to set my day on the right foot. And then from then on, whatever problems hit me, you know, I know I'm already ready to face them and make the day better. So yeah, 100%. I agree. It holds true. It's good to start the day off right.
Like you've got you're putting your armor on, right? Like I always say, I like to talk to God before I talk to anyone else, right? You're putting on your armor for the day. And, you know, and I don't mind being vulnerable and sharing this. Like, I think one of my biggest weaknesses that I'm working on is interruptions to my schedule, right? Because for someone like myself, I wake up early and I have a routine and I do it every morning. And I have a checklist and I have to stick, and I find, okay, well, I didn't get to do this because some so-and-so called, or I have to do this email, which took more of my time, and I would get flustered, right? So I think, you know, through praying and understanding that if I give my schedule and appointments to God in the morning and I say, guide my day, now I have a much better sense of peace that God will give me that time back somewhere else. Or if I take, like the biggest thing I've heard, you know, talking to some of our friends, you know, Mike, and for anybody who's listening, like, oh, I would love to spend more time with God, but I'm very busy, you know, and there's all these excuses. And I say, if you take time to spend with God, like whether it's prayer, reading your Bible, he will give you that time somewhere else. Somebody cancels a meeting, somebody's running 10 minutes late, you get that extra 10 minutes to catch up. And that's what I feel like 2020 has taught me is, hey, your schedule is not always going to be perfect. Cause that's one thing I do is I try to see the best in everything, but then that can also make me, when I schedule isn't perfect, I kind of will freak out. Now I'm like, it's all good. I'll get that time somewhere else, or something will get moved. God's got my schedule, and it gives you a sense of peace.
Exactly. I agree. You know, especially if you're like, you know, whether you're running your business or you are an employee in a business or whatever, it's always important to put time in for yourself. And if a person makes that excuse that, oh, I don't have time to put in, you know, into my own time with God, my self-development, things like that, I 100% believe that the amount of time you spend on social media, just scrolling through Instagram, TikTok, or whatever, that time can be, you know, it turns from like what, 5 minutes to 30 minutes to an hour, and then that time is gone. That time can be spent to be spending time with God, spending time with yourself. And it's just excuses, really, you know. And if you really want to, you can do it. But it's very important to, like you said, like 2020, this year has been a time of like self-reflection, I think, for a lot of people, because they're not able to go out and do all the things they want to socially. So they're in their homes, apartments, whatever, and they have to sit there and figure out, how am I going to improve myself during this time? Because during this time, it was interesting, you know, when the whole pandemic started, you would see a lot of people looking at how, you know, they're getting new hobbies, they're learning new things, they're, you know, coming back to spirituality through religion and coming back to God. So it was an awakening period for a lot of people. And I think that it's showing people that you can take time out of your day to improve yourself and set that kind of like peaceful foundation in when you start your day, for example, you know.
I love that you said that, Mike. I like working harder on yourself. I know Mike and I just did a video shoot and we were catching up after, and I was talking to you about that YouTuber that I listened to, and this guy's spoken all over the world, and he was talking about, hey, you should work harder on yourself than you do on your job, right? And I was like, whoa, that's weird, especially being an American and in our culture, like work harder on myself than my job, right? And I remember I did a poll on Instagram and I asked that question, like, do you work harder on your job or on yourself each day, right? 83% said that they work harder on their job than they do on themselves, right? And I just think that's really crazy. And I think coronavirus, Mike, to your point, has brought this point to where there's a lot of chances and opportunities for self-growth, to really work harder on ourselves. That's honestly what's inspired me to wake up earlier, because I want to work hard on my job and I want to work hard on myself. So if I wake up at 3 or 3:30 in the morning, I have 4 hours till 7 a.m. to work on myself. And if I'm a better Andrew Walsh, do not think my business is going to be better. The way that I talk and treat customers, the approach that I take to sales, everything is going to be better when I work on myself. But so many people are, I work 8 to 10 hours on my job, and then I get home and I just want to relax and put my brain on ice. Where is that time in the day that they get to work on themselves, right? You got to create that time. And Mike, you're doing it, right? Like you just said you journal, right? And you spend some time in the morning on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I really made it a point to set a routine in the mornings, because, you know, before I would wake up, I would say maybe around like 8 a.m. On average, because, like, for example, you know, let's say you're a real estate agent. For the most part, you know, your schedule, you can kind of set your own schedule in a way. And when I was, you know, waking up at 8 a.m., I noticed that, let's say, an email came in or a text came in from a client, I would reply like right away, right when I woke up. And I noticed that can be done later in the day. And like we were talking about, I wasn't really setting a routine, setting time for myself that much. So I made it a point to wake up 6:30 a.m. every day. That way it always gave me time to work out in the morning, because for me, I am the type of person that if I don't get it done, like let's say for workouts in the morning, it's difficult to get it done later in the day. But when I get my workouts done in the morning, then my day is better. So for me, you know, this was like one thing that I kind of saw in a post somewhere, and they said that you know, set your like your workout clothes right there next to your bed for like the next day when you're going to work out and things like that. Now, the gyms were closed. This, I'm talking about like beginning of pandemic time. Gyms were closed and whatnot. So I would work out, I would say maybe 3 to 4 times a week, right? But obviously when the gyms were closed, it's kind of can't do that. So I made a point to, well, what's the easiest way to get a workout done and get ready for the day? So I literally just hop out of bed, drink a full glass of water with lemon. And then after that, I go back to my room and I have different sets of like exercises I would do. So like one day would be a full like just yoga day. So, but these types of yoga is not necessarily like just like the stretching and stuff. It's like strength building yoga. And then another type of workout I would do would be like HIIT workouts. So like full on HIIT workouts. I just go to YouTube and I find the, like the YouTubers, channels that I like. And then I would just do those. And then another one is like, I would go out run, or I have like a bag out in my backyard and I would do, kickboxing, things like that. So like, those are, I haven't shared this before, but this is great. I'm glad I'm sharing this with you because I don't really talk about this stuff. And I made a point to do this every single day since the beginning of, I think maybe February, March to like now. And it not only has helped me personally, but has helped grow my business because I've been able to find ways to adapt to the situation and create like a routine to where I'm able to serve more people and build my team that I have with me, with my editors and filmers. And so it not only, like we were talking about, it starts in the beginning of the day and the routine that you create. And over time, it's just the consistency. And that's all it is.
Mike, this was great, man. There was some golden nuggets in there. I want to unpack some of the things that you just said, because you said you were originally waking up at 8 a.m. and you become very reaction-based, right? Your first things when you're waking up is very responsive. Oh, I got to get to this email. And it's very like you're giving yourself to the world, right? But then when you woke up earlier and you start exercising, you're putting lemon water in, you're getting in an alkaline state, right? Mm-hmm. I love this thing. And I think that's why they always say like win the morning to win the day. Because when you do that workout, right, now you have a new pair of glasses on, right? You're looking at the world through a healthier version. So now you're going to eat right, you know, by you working out and waking up on time, you're going to, you know, do your affirmations, you're going to be thankful. Then that means you're going to be in a better attitude. When you're in a better attitude, then you respond to emails better. That makes clients happier. You get more business. You're able to land more editors, right? But all of this happened in a sequential order because you had momentum going, right? It's like positive momentum because you're waking up early. That's why I say I have to wake up at 3:30 or 3 every morning. I have to, because when I wake up, that means I do all my breathing, all my prayer. That means then I work out early. When I work out early, I can video my workout. So then I have content to give out to the world for free. Then when I am able to do that, I'm able to touch and inspire more people. They're able to reach out to me. That helps grow business. And it's like all stemmed from just waking up early, right? And then it takes off.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It all starts from the beginning. And I think the hardest thing for, you know, from what I experience, and I think a lot of people experience this too, is just the consistency factor of it. Even like the days when you don't want to do it, like for example, with the working out part, just the fitness part, it doesn't have to be crazy. People try to make it complicated, really, but it just has to be, for me, I look at it because I want to move in the morning. I want to get the blood flowing and I want to have some resistance, because for me, it's more about training my mind rather than, well, it's, as a result, it's also the body, but it's more so training the mind. So I like to do things that, you know, are not comfortable. And for me, I don't know, I enjoy it. I like it, but it took time to get there. You know, yeah. Like, you know, when we were playing football in high school and college, we were set on routine, right? Mm-hmm. And we were doing workouts and stuff like that. We were around people, but when you're on your own now, it's, you have to be disciplined to set that routine from what you learned back then and apply it now, because there is a method to that. And yeah. Like when, you know, after I graduated from high school and college and after football, I kind of, you know, went away from that routine a little bit. And then I made it a point to come back to it, because I knew that that's how I was able to be successful when playing that sport. So I knew that I'm running a business now. I have to be, have that same discipline and excellence in whatever I do, and treat it like I'm playing a sport. Because it is, in a way it is. I mean, you have to be competitive. You have to have a mindset already set that is hardened, adaptable, and that all stems from that structure that you build. But it doesn't have to be complicated when you first start out. It's just one step at a time, really. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I learned when I was, you know, making that shift.
Well, so. I think it's great, Mike, because I mean, a lot of people who listen to this podcast or listen to you or me, they're entrepreneurs. Maybe they don't have a set 9-to-5 schedule and they have a little bit more freedom, right? I know when I first got into real estate, it was like, oh, meetings don't start till 10. Like, we don't start doing things till later. So I'm like, oh, I can sleep in, right? And then I had no discipline. I had no routine. And eventually, you know, I had no sales and I ended up getting fired. You know, it's like I had no structure. So you have to build it. You have to build that structure. And you nailed it, Mike. It's hard in the beginning. Like it says, it's 21 days to form a new habit, right? So mm-hmm. I could have for years had terrible habits, but in just 21 days, I could break them. But those 21 days are the hardest, right? It's like a rocket ship. You think about a rocket ship taking mm-hmm. off. It's all the energies in the beginning, like, you know, once it lifts off, right. And once it's in the air, it's like, it's doing pretty good, right? Same thing. It's like the first 21 days are going to suck. It's going to be hard. You need to create like those little starting rituals, right? I'm mm-hmm. big on those. Like when I know it's workout time, I take pre-workout and I like, once I start taking the pre-workout, I know then I put on the shoes, lace them up, the gym shorts and everything. It's like, uh-huh. Oh, I'm putting on my gym hat. When I come into my office, I hit the top of the door before I walk in and say, I'm going to dominate work today, right? I'm setting the ritual, the starting ritual for that habit. Do you do anything like that, Mike?
Yeah. I like how you mentioned like rituals, routines. There's nothing wrong with routines. I mean, people say, oh, I'm, you know, I feel like I'm in like the same kind of emotions. I'm just going with emotions, same routines and things like that. But there's no reason to put it on a negative sense. Like with routines, it sets you up for what you're about to do. And obviously this stems from if you enjoy what you like to do and what you're doing, but having a routine is good because it builds momentum, because you know that, all right, and it's one less thing to think about too. Because let's say in the morning, you know, you're going to, you know, let's say your prayer, you're going to do your journal, you're going to do your breath work, like you said, and then you're going to go on to do the next things. You are already set. You have structure, and routines kind of train your mind and your body to be like, all right, we're going to do this. This is it. And if you don't have that sense of like structure, that routine, then you're letting other things come into your mind, like worries and things like that, because you are not focused on what you need to focus on. So I think that's why, it's easy to get distracted if you don't have, a routine, a ritual set, each and every day. And it leads to like procrastination, not getting anything done, and so forth.
Yeah. My favorite quote when it comes to like productivity, like you just said, Mike, is location has energy and time has memory. Right? Like any fitness client that I have, I tell them work out at the same time for your four workouts, right? Or before you're going to work out, do it at the same time in the same place, because location has energy and time has memory, right? If you do something in the same area, like, you know, this is why people go across the world to meditate in these beautiful buildings, because that energy is in there, right? Or time has memory, right? You do something at the same time. The easiest way I can think of to describe this, like, I eat at the same time every day. So my stomach starts growling naturally around that time. Like, hey, it's that time to eat. So like you said, Mike, start a routine that is around the same time in the same place. So you do these little things leading up to it, and it's like your body's second nature. As long as these are good things for you. I'm not saying like every night when you get home, you know, drink alcohol in this pot, right? Like that, but that's also true. Like when they say, if people are trying to come out of addiction or change up habits, they need to change the environment and the little rituals that lead them to doing that, you know?
Yeah, that's true. As long as it's a good routine and it improves you as a person, then go for it, you know?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Mike, you said in the beginning, kind of when you wake up, you journal and write three things you're grateful for. Do you keep a physical journal that you write this down? Do you put it in your notes, or like, what does that kind of look like for you?
Yeah, I literally put it right next to my bed. So right when I wake up, say my prayer, and then go right to the journal. And then I just write the three things that I'm grateful for. Usually it's like first two things I'm grateful for that currently. And then the third one is what I'm grateful for in the future. Mm. So it hasn't happened yet, but I'm grateful that it happened. And I think that's, I don't really talk about this. This is like the first time I talk about this, but I like to talk about it like with you and like some of our close friends, because we're like in the same mind space.
Yeah.
And so I believe that it all comes down to having, you know, we're going real deep on this, but there is truth to this. And when it comes down to like visualization, you know, having in your mind, you know, things that you know you're going to accomplish and want to accomplish, but it hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. But you are setting that energy out into the world. And that's why I write that in like the future tense. So like, let's say I'm grateful that I'm able to, you know, attain this, whatever, down the future or down the line in the future. But you know what I'm saying? And that's why I like to do that, because, I think that's very important. I think that's one thing that can help people, but it all comes down to belief, you know, because you can write it. If you don't believe it, then it's not going to go anywhere. But if you truly believe it, like deep down in your core, then it will happen. It will happen if you really want it.
Yeah.
So that's what I believe in. That's kind of what I do.
Well, to your point, and honestly, Mike, thanks for opening up and sharing with everyone who's listening today. I know we all appreciate it. I think of the scripture, and in the Bible, there's a lot of mentionings of like the staff, you know, like, because a lot of people were nomadic, so they all had a staff. now in 2020, we all have cell phones, right? We can keep everything in our cell phones. You have a journal. But what a lot of people don't know, when you look at the Bible, the people use these staff and they would inscribe on the staff like, hey, our son was born on this day, or we conquered the Neophytes or something on this day, right? They would write big momentous things like a journal on their staff, right? And you think about Moses when he parts the Red Sea. He had belief, because all of these amazing things that have happened are encrypted and inscribed on his staff. He holds it up and it parts the Red Seas. It's like he's saying, God, look at all these things you've done. I have faith. I believe this is going to happen, right? That's why I'm so proud of you that, and anybody who's listening, I know Mike is writing this stuff down. I put like an accomplished board in my notes and I take photos of everything. So this helps me to avoid burning out, because I'll not only have a vision board, but an achievement board to look back at all these. I consider it my staff of everything that I've inscribed on it, of successful things that have happened in my life. And it's just a reminder to be grateful. Like, dude, you better not complain today. There better not be one word come out of your mouth that is a complaint, a mumble, a groan, because look at all these miracles and amazing things that have happened in your life. Do you ever, Mike, like look back at some of your journal and be like, oh my gosh, I was thankful for this in the future and now it's happened, like looking at it back, you know?
Yeah, I do. And it's interesting because as the middle part is always the, I guess, the hardest part where you may have some doubts. What I mean by that is you set out with your goal, right? In the beginning, like let's say you're writing down what you believe you will achieve. And as you're doing that throughout the time, you may have some doubts where it's like, am I actually going to achieve this? Mm. You know, but you still do it. You still do it. There's days when I may not fully 100% believe it, and then there's days where I 100% believe it. But I just still do it. And over time, you'll see that things will start falling into place. That's what I realized. Like now I'm hitting goals that I set in the beginning of the year, where in the middle of the year, I was like, is this going to happen? I don't know, but I'll just keep doing it. And then now towards the end of the year, now I'm able to see, okay, things are falling into place, you know? So it's just, you have to have that consistent belief no matter what, whether it is 75% or 100% at times, you know, it's just, it all builds up one on the other and it builds up momentum as long as you just keep doing it, you know? Yeah. So that's it.
I know I was smiling really big right there, because I feel you. There were times where I had goals throughout the year and I'm like, man, I really don't know if I'm going to hit this, but I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep having faith. Now looking at December, recapping this year, I'm like, oh my gosh, these things are happening now, or they've already happened. I've achieved them. And that's one of my favorite scriptures and Psalms is, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Right? It doesn't say he will give you the desires of your heart today or immediately, right?
Yes.
And I think that's what's great is you have the faith, you know it's going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. You delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you those desires of your heart. Doesn't say when though, right? So that's a great opportunity to stick on that faith and to continue to believe. Mike, this has been great today, man. I love this kind of more mellow, just go with the flow today. Didn't have any.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too. It's we're just like, you know, feeding off each other, which is great.
Yeah. Great. You know, I try and keep these about 30 minutes, but we're right around that time. Is there anything, you know, that you want to leave the audience with today or something that has helped you through 2020? I know there's a lot of difficulties right now for a lot of people, and anything that's helped you this year, Mike?
I would say one thing is because I think we've been talking more on like the personal side of ourselves, not necessarily talking about like the business side of things, which is fine. I think it's great that we should talk about like the personal side, because it relates to a lot of people. I would say be consistent. If you want to start something, if you have a goal, you want to achieve it, start simple and then build up from there. And if you want to create a routine, a consistent routine that you want to do every day, what I would do is make it easy for yourself. So the thing that stops a lot of people is like the restrictions, like things that get in the way. So like, for example, like we were talking about, going to like the gym and stuff like that, or working out. What I did was, instead of, you know, making it hard for myself in the beginning to work out every single day, because I knew I wasn't able to go to the gym, you know, 3-4 times a week, I knew I had to make up for the time to work out every single day and make that routine. But also just make a routine for life, really. And that was, what's the path of less resistance to do those types of activities? Well, literally I just hop out of bed and then take one step and I'm working out there. So like, that's one example. It doesn't have to be hard. It's just do it. In terms of like the path of less resistance. And then another thing is to, like we talked about, set the foundation for the day for yourself. Don't let your schedule control you. You should be controlling your schedule. So that means set your day right, whether it be prayer, meditation, whatever suits you, what gets you in the best state of mind, both mentally and physically. And then that way you're able to have a clear direction throughout the day, rather than just bouncing around like this. Most of the time I realized, like earlier on, like if I didn't have a clear direction, which stemmed from like the, you know, having that set foundation for the day, I would be bouncing around like this throughout the day. And I would let other things pull me. Now, I have a set path this way. And if things, you know, come at me from different directions, you know, it may like push me this way or that way, but I'm, for the most part, it's still a straight path instead of like pulling me radically in other directions. So yeah, like I said, just control your schedule. Don't let your schedule control you. And then also one tip I want to mention when it comes to like phones and tech is, when I have my phone, I set like the, what is it, like that sleep mode.
Yeah.
It's like the sleep where you don't get any notifications until a certain time.
Oh, do not disturb.
Do not disturb. So I set it to where it's like, I don't get any notifications or rings or things like that until like around 10 a.m. So that way it gives me time to like ready myself for that time to, you know, go through emails, go through calls and things like that. So those are just like little things. But yeah. Oh, and then last thing, you know, be thankful for what you have in any situation, no matter what it is. You know, always be thankful and enjoy the company that you have around you, the family, the friends, and, you know, because we're not on this earth for a long time. So we may think different things that happen in our life may be monstrous, might be big, but in the grand scheme of things, it's very minuscule. So lead with love and you'll be good.
Man, Mike, I love that, brother. I love that, man. It's December. this is separation season, right? Like this is where a lot of people will take their foot off the gas right now. Or I'm going to start this in January for my New Year's resolution, or I'm going to do this.
I don't like that New Year's resolution thing, honestly.
I don't either. It's like start today, man. Start today.
Literally. It's just an excuse.
I think of Navy SEALs, right? And a lot of, like, I don't know what the statistic is, but I know it's something over 70% don't make it through Navy SEAL boot camp, right? And you ask the guys who did and what it was in their psychology. They say, I wasn't thinking about getting through it. I was thinking about getting to breakfast. And then once I got to breakfast, I would think about getting, they took it moment by moment, day by day. So it's like, don't think, oh, tomorrow I'm going to start, or 2021 in January I'm going to start. It's like, no, start today in this moment. And, you know, I'm going to do my best that I can till I get to lunch. After lunch, I got here. Okay, from here to dinner, I'm going to give my very best and be the best that I can be. And, you know, I think we'll wrap it up on that. And Mike Zuniga, much love, my friend. You've been a great person in my life.
I appreciate
incredibly
it.
Helpful.
Likewise.
I'm thankful for you to be on this show today.
Yeah, likewise, man. I appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks for having me on. It's been a long time coming, but I'm glad we did it.
Glad we did it. Guys, go. I'll tag Mike, obviously, and all this stuff. But if you're just listening, Mike Zuniga Films on Instagram. He is the man. And may God richly bless every single person who's listening to this. And why don't you be a blessing for someone else? Share this podcast if you got some value from it. Just want to say thank you again, Mike, for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. Take it easy, guys.